Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of True Podcast. I'm your host, Alex.
And I'm your host, Drea.
And today we're going to be doing some really fun and kind of embarrassing for us, probably, questions. So we're going to do basically an equivalent of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But we're going to give each other some softball questions from other grades as well. So you can see us be embarrassing. Hopefully we know these fifth grade facts.
You know, if there is any like consolation, I mean, when like that was a show, right? It was like a TV show, like a game show. Right?
Yeah.
Like there are people on that didn't know the questions. Like that's like common that like we dump that knowledge because it's no longer relevant. Right.
Right. And I guess, you know, that's where you get to forgive yourself a little bit because like you'd like to think that you wouldn't forget really easy things. But like I was telling Drea earlier when she, you know, pitched this idea, I'm just kind of like, I'm really not like confident on the math end. Well, because like
go ahead.
When I was younger, I was really bad at things with like fractions and percentages. Like, you know how I am with percent stuff, like calculating the percent of stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that's fifth grade, but still, like, it's gonna be dicey probably.
I feel like I can maybe figure out the math stuff, maybe. I'm the most worried about history. Like, I don't even feel like history is, like, it should be broken down per, like, grade, because it's all just remembering things, you know? And I'm just like, I don't remember anything.
Bring up a good point, though. Just like, I'm probably not going to feel good about the history either.
Yeah, like, I know really broad things. Like, I know things happen. Like, when you tell me, like, oh, like, the Revolutionary War, I'm just like, yeah, that happened, and I know what it's about, but, like, I don't know anything about the years. I don't know who was involved, like, you know?
Right, yeah. Well, so we're going to get into that in a second, but first we're going to start out with, like, a week recap sort of dealio. So, Drea, how's your week been, man?
You know, my week has been okay. It's actually been really uneventful. I haven't done too much. Like, it hasn't been different from our last week update. I will say that I did continue on with that show I was mentioning, Promised Neverland. We watched two more episodes yesterday, me and my friend here watching it, and we have like so many theories about how we feel like this season's gonna end. And then it also doesn't help because recently I've been getting this, I don't want to call it a bad habit, but I've been having this tendency to watch animes that are only one season. So I have forgotten that it's not just going to end after this one season. Like, there's the new seasons happening right now, right?
Yeah. It's really funny you say that because, like, when I was messaging with the person that you're watching it with, like, I said that to them, too. I'm just kind of like, I really, like, can't do this whole, like, one season, like, anime stuff. Like, I try to stay away from that as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, good for you that you get to watch something that's more than one season because, like, as you were talking about, I was thinking in my head, I'm just like, I haven't even started the second season yet.
Oh, really?
No.
We could watch it together.
We could watch it together. I'm very down for that because right now I'm very wrapped up in a different show. So I don't have the energy to start something new right now.
In Clone Wars?
Yeah, I'm wrapped up in Clone Wars.
How much more of Clone Wars do you have left?
Okay, so that's a tricky question. So really? Three seasons?
Oh my god, that's significant.
Wait. So, I mean, to me, not really, because, like, for example, last week, I had done, like, 1.5 seasons in a couple days.
Okay.
So that's not really a big deal. I mean, I've been taking a break since I last watched it on Saturday, I believe, just because I needed a break.
Right.
And the upcoming season, because it's only 7 seasons, so the 5th season is the full run, so, like, 22 episodes. But then the next 2 seasons, the 6th and the 7th one, are only like 12 episodes each.
Okay. Like, I'm here sitting that each season is like 30 episodes. So, okay, that's doable then.
Yeah, so that's not a big deal. However, an involved part of this agreement I have with my siblings is that I also have to watch the sequel series, which is called Rebels.
Oh, God.
And that has like 4 seasons. So, like,
I'm
in it.
Excessive.
Although, but okay,
I'm glad you like it at least.
Yeah, it's become a lot more interesting. But yeah, I'll probably, after I finish Clone Wars, I'll probably be down to start Promised Neverland season 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, they only have like 3 episodes released right now anyway.
Right.
Like, it wouldn't be a binging situation. It would be like a let's watch three episodes and then we have to wait for the next one and then wait for the next one and da 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 da.
I mean, that's where I am with all the other anime I'm watching as well, so.
Yeah, but speaking of watching things, have you by any chance been keeping up with WandaVision?
So, I watched the first two episodes,
Okay.
and then only because I agreed to, like, as a request from a friend, they were just like, hey, can you please just watch this? Because the first two seasons, not two seasons, two episodes are so awful. Can you just watch it?
Why? You think they're
Well,
bad?
they don't really do it for me in the sense of I obviously you can tell something is going on under the surface here. Like if she's having
Something
like
is
some,
afoot.
if she's tripping out here, because one, spoiler alert, Vision's dead.
Yeah.
So like something's going on here. And to me, I get a little bit impatient when I feel like the show isn't getting to the point.
Okay, that's fair, I suppose.
Because I mean, they've been dropping little like hints here and there that you know something's going on. Like I don't know if you noticed, like when they, because they do ads, like
Oh
I don't
yeah,
know
it's
if
like
that.
all the Hydra stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, there's Hydra going on. I'm just like, well, obviously something's going on, and like they have those little things at like the very, very end that make you think that you know it's kind of almost like a Truman Show situation. Like if you've seen that movie,
I haven't.
well, shame on you. But anyway, well, Truman Show is. Like Jim Carrey is the main character of the movie, and his name is Truman. And the whole thing is that like he doesn't realize that his entire life is a TV show. Like he's living his life in like this town, but everyone there is an actor, and there's
Oh
cameras everywhere, and
God.
like you know the entire country is watching his life, but he has no idea that he's on this TV show.
Oh God, that's nightmarish.
So that's why I say it's kind of like Truman
I feel
Show-esque because it
that.
makes it seem like they're watching her sort of deal.
Yeah. I
But
mean,
so I've only watched the first two episodes. I haven't watched the third one yet, mostly just because I'm just like, this is getting irritating to me. Like, you need to get to the point.
sure. And like with that analysis, I can tell like maybe it's not for you. For me, I personally really, really loved the first two episodes, but that's also because like I'm so every episode is supposed to be like a different decade and supposed to kind of like
Right.
resemble a different like classic show that used
Yeah.
to air.
Yeah.
And so like I am a very big like lover of old shows. Like I love Lucy, Dick Van Dyke Show, like all of those goodies. And like I've recently been getting in a lot into like the Mary Tyler Moore Show. So for me, I really love that feel. And then I also really like that hidden element of like, oh wait, but something's afoot. So in the third episode, it definitely is the weirdest episode thus far. Like it made me the most uncomfortable. And it also is like the most has been shared as to what's going on. Like the episode ends in a way that you're like, oh, the next episode, like something's gonna go down the next episode because like something was shared that is like the most telling, I guess. I don't want to say anything in case you decide to watch it, but it is odd. It's a very odd episode.
More than likely, what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to wait until
All of them are out.
all of them are out for the season. Just because of like my formula for like how I'm watching shows right now, like I have certain things that are like worth it enough to me that I need to see it like the day it premieres.
Sure.
And this filters into I'll probably watch it once I'm able to binge it. Because it's not interesting enough for me to like keep up with it week to week.
That makes sense. Yeah, I'm a big fan, but like I'm also like kind of like you, how it's just like I want to know things. Like I don't like being dangled. So it is also very frustrating to watch. But yeah, anyway, so aside from that, I've been doing Promised Neverland, I've been watching WandaVision, and then lastly, I've been like obsessed with this app. It's like this game that's like not even that much fun, but I'm so obsessed with it. It's so it's
Even
called
that much
all of a sudden, this is like a plug for this app. It's called Stop. And basically it's like a head-to-head game where like you play against people, and so you like spin this little wheel that has like all of the letters in the alphabet. And so it stops on a letter, and then you're given like four topics, and you have like a minute to write down something that pertains to that topic that starts with the letter. So like for example, if it's like an A and then like the topic is like Disney characters, like Aladdin, you know, like da 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 whatever, and you like fill it out. And there's like two modes. Like one is like the Zen mode, which is the way I play because I don't like to be stressed out. And so you have the full minute to do it. The other way is like this like battle mode where like you try to fit like fill out each category like as fast as possible, and then you can stop the timer, and like if you stop the timer before the other person's done, like it'll stop theirs, like they don't have time to answer anymore. Ugh. Yeah, I know. I'm like, that one's stressful. Like, I just like doing a little Zen one, like taking my time thinking of it. And then so like both of you have your answers, and if like whoever gets the more correct wins, and then like there's like four rounds or whatever. And I'm so obsessed with it. Like, it's so fun. And I've been like playing it literally nonstop like the past like month.
So was it like, you know, the craze with Trivia Crack where you can literally like play with your friends, or you're just playing against random people?
Yeah, you can play with your friends. The like platform that hosts it isn't as like advanced yet, I would say. So it doesn't look super like, ooh, this is some new age stuff, but like it still works the same way. Like you can add your friend. Like I was playing with my sister for a little while.
Okay.
But then Danielle also has like a really short attention span, so that died out real quick.
Sorry, Danielle.
But anyway, yeah, that was my week. How was your week, Alex?
So my week has been pretty good. I saw my family on Saturday, so that was fun. Got to hang out with my nephew, and he's the cutest thing ever.
That's good.
He's like able to sit up on his own now. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time since like that's happened that like I hung out with him. So like it was the weirdest thing. Like he was sitting on my lap, and like I had him just like leaning against me. Mm-hmm. And then he got interested in something, and he just leaned forward and started looking. And I'm just kind of like
watching him very intently.
Yeah, because it feels wrong not to support him. Mm-hmm. Because like he can support himself in that way on his own, so he doesn't need you to like hold him up. So it feels really weird to like be a little bit hands off. Yeah. Well, and also the way that he was like, because he was leaning so far forward that like he was sitting like how a dog sits on its haunches a little bit. So I'm like, are you a dog?
That's funny. That's cute.
Other than that, you know, it's been mostly just like being really busy at work because our application was due recently, and that means that we are gearing up to read all these applications.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had to go, like I was telling you earlier, I had to go grab some mail today because there are some schools that send stuff to us over the actual physical mail.
Ugh, gross.
I know, right? But anyway, one of the cool things though is that I got to get my Christmas present from my supervisor that's been on my desk for, you know, that long. Mm-hmm. And I have it here to show you.
Oh, what is it?
It's a mug that has all of our Bitmojis on it.
Oh my god, cute. That is so cute.
I know, right?
Oh, that's a really nice gift.
Yeah.
Aww, and I also like how you're wearing the Christmas gift I gave you.
Yes. I am. It's a Naruto sweatshirt.
Love it. Really fast before we like move into the actual like game that we're doing today.
Yeah.
Speaking of your nephew, I don't know if I mentioned this to you. I've been mentioning it to a few people because I was like really perplexed by it. But obviously like I'm not a type of person who has been around babies. Like I don't really know about babies, or like I'm not prepared in any way. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I had been noticing a few people that I follow on Instagram, like who have been having babies, which is also, it's a whole nother topic because like people our age are having babies and I'm not ready for it. But anyways, I've been watching their Instagrams, and like, I've been seeing a lot of them have their babies like wearing these helmets. And so that, I was like thinking about, I'm like, what is the purpose of it? And I was trying to like, come up with a purpose for it that like, oh, like maybe they're just protecting like the soft spot or something, or they're trying to like prevent them from like hitting their head or something like that.
I can tell you exactly what it's for.
It's not what it's for. I know that now because I said that to my supervisor. I was just like, what are these helmets for? Like, is it for like da 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 da? She's like, no, it's to shape their head so it's circular.
Yeah, because when babies are born, their skulls are soft.
So I've never heard of that in my life. And then even I told my mom, because so like I have a flat head, like at the top, it like plateaus. And I told my mom about it, and it was like the same conversation. I was like, I saw these helmets. She's like, oh, is it to like not hit their head? And I'm just like, no, it's like to shape their head. I don't think it's a thing in like Latin cultures to do that, because like my mom even was just like, what the hell is that?
You know, it's really funny that you say that. Hmm. Because one of my pledge moms had a actual child. Mm-hmm. And she is Latina. Mm-hmm. And her kid has that helmet.
Really?
Yeah,
it's so interesting. I've never in my life, like, no one, like,
I think it's just not something
has ever shown me that.
Well, because like one, you know, as you've said, you're not really ready for that world yet. And this is like the beginning of the time that people in your life are starting to have kids. So it's something you probably wouldn't have noticed before then, but I don't think it's something that was really going on much when we were kids. And also, you know, we wouldn't be aware of our peers wearing them because we would have been too young. But I think that's a newer sort of thing to
I think
do.
it's a newer thing too, because I'm like, I have no idea what this is. And then also, like, I saw an advertisement for it shortly thereafter, and it was like this doctor saying how, like, if you don't shape the skull into like a perfect little circle, like the face could get deformed. And I'm just like, my face isn't deformed and I have a flat head.
You know, like it's an argument that you could put out for like all these things because, like, you know, there were years and years, hundreds and thousands of years and what millions of years of people having children just fine without all the limitations we put on it right now. Granted, life does change in the sense of like you probably shouldn't eat certain foods because foods weren't as processed back in the day. But I'm pretty sure that you'll be fine as long as you're being reasonable. But yeah, the head shaping thing is because they're born with soft skulls.
It's
So
so
like it's
interesting.
easier for them to get malformed.
It's
So it's
so
correcting
interesting.
the, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that was like the new tidbit of adult information I learned recently.
My nephew does not have one of those shaping helmets.
Okay, maybe soon though, you never know.
I mean, probably not,
I don't
because
know.
it's not like their skulls stay soft forever.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about kids. Like, don't talk to me about kids. I don't know anything.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, moving on then. We're gonna finally do this. So what category do you want to do first?
Well, okay, so the way we're going to do this, we have five categories, and they are history, English, math, science, and geography. So, like Alex said in the beginning, we're going to do a little warm up before we do the real fifth grade level big kahuna, by asking some lower level warm up questions, and then we'll get into it, and then we'll calculate how many we have right in the end, and then we'll see who's the better fifth grader, who's graduating from fifth grade. But okay, so what subject do you choose first, Alex?
Let's just get math out of the way.
Oh
Let's just
God.
rip off the band-aid.
Oh God. Okay. This one's just like the most stress-inducing one, I feel like.
For real. So I have questions spanning from first to fifth grade. So
As do I.
do we want to just do one from each of the smaller
Yeah, that's
ones?
exactly what I was gonna say.
Great, cool.
Okay, so you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll quiz you first.
Okay, sounds good.
Let me just
I'm scared.
the
What?
first ones
I'm
are still easy,
scared.
dude.
Okay.
Oh gosh. Okay. I feel ridiculous like even asking, but whatever.
I'm nervous because you're like making it seem like it's really easy, and then I'm gonna get it wrong.
No, I'm literally there's 13 of them to pick from, so
Oh my
I'm
gosh, you
just
have so
looking through to
many.
choose one. Yeah.
I have five.
Okay. So the first day of the 20th century was what?
Wait, the first day?
Yeah, the
So
first day of the 20th century.
January 1st, 1900.
No.
No?
It says 1901. January
How does
1st,
wait,
1901.
how does that make sense?
I don't know, man. I'm just going off of what the website says. I kind of
So
agree with you, though. I really
that's
do.
confusing. So the century doesn't begin until like the one?
I don't know. I didn't realize that my first question would be so
That
polarizing.
is so confusing. That's like actual new information to me.
Well, first of all, this is a website called scarymommy.com. So I'm really not sure, you know,
How accurate it is.
how accurate it is.
Okay,
Anyways,
well, if it really is like 1901, like that's okay. I don't feel bad about missing that because that's like confusing. Like I would think that it was just like 1900. Anyway, all right, move on to my second one.
okay, so second grade now. I'm gonna get your scrap
That
piece
was
of paper
first
out.
grade.
That was first grade.
There's no way, no, any first grader is gonna ever learn that. Go ahead.
Okay, so get your scrap piece of paper out because you're going to need to write some things down.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. So which is bigger?
I'm nervous. Go
Are you
ahead.
ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So which is bigger? 285. So that's your first thing.
Okay.
Or 200 plus 30 minus 5 plus 60.
Oh God, is that like that's the whole question?
Yes. So which one is bigger, the 285 or the other one once you calculate it?
65. That's they're equal.
Correct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I was gonna say, like, did I do math wrong? Okay, that's a trick question. Yours are hard. Okay, go on. What's the next one?
Okay, let me see. From third grade now. This is gonna be fun. All right. When writing out a fraction, the
Yeah.
numbers above and below
The little line.
below the line, because they actually use the word for it, and
What's
I'm
the
having
word for
trouble.
it?
Vinculum.
Vinculum?
Vinculum, which I don't know any third grader that's going to know that that's what it's called, by the
No,
way.
every
So,
third grader is like the fraction line.
yeah, so the line.
Okay,
So
fine,
the
got it.
numbers above and below the line are called what?
The denominator is the bottom one and the numerator is the top one.
Correct.
Ah.
All right,
Go on.
fourth grade now.
Apparently, like I could do every grade except for first grade. I was held back. Okay, go on. Fourth grade.
The interior angles of a triangle always sum to.
180 degrees.
Correct. I feel like I wouldn't have been able to get that, by the way. All right, now we're in
Okay.
fifth grade, so you
Okay,
have to ask.
now it counts. Now it counts. Okay.
And it's all five. There's five questions.
I
Okay, and
minor
I'll
struggle.
keep score for you.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm nervous. No, it matters. Okay. Why wasn't the denominator numerator in fifth grade? Okay,
The
go on.
first one's really easy, by the way, so.
Okay. Watch me miss it. Okay, what is
A
it?
hexagon has how many sides?
Six.
Correct. All right, what is 141 times 2?
Oh, I can do this. This is easy. 282.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
If you need a half a cup of flour and you only have a quarter measuring cup, how many times do you need to use it in order to get the right amount of flour?
Two times.
Correct.
I'm a baker. I do this all the time. Because I don't, you know why I actually do that? I legitimately do that all the time because I hate getting multiple cups dirty. So I always figure out the measurement just to use one cup. Like I choose one of them and I use it for everything and I just like, do it accordingly.
Makes more sense. The fourth one, I'll be really impressed if you get this because
Oh
I wouldn't be
no.
able to do it.
Okay, what is
I don't
it?
think. If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet long is the football field?
I can do this.
I can't.
So there's 3 feet in a yard. So 100 divided by 3 is how I'd figure this out, right? One would assume. So it would be so it's like 33.3 like with a line over it.
Incorrect.
What?
It's
What is it?
300 feet. You did the opposite.
Oh no. Hey, I was on the right track though. Like I knew the components, I just didn't know how to calculate it.
When
Okay.
you saying that there are 3 yards, well, 3 feet in a yard, that makes sense to me, like when you say it, but I wouldn't have been able to recall that on my own. So I guess shame on me. We would
See,
have both gotten that question wrong.
that's the thing is like I knew how to do it, I just didn't know how to do it. Okay, go on.
All right, last question.
Oh, that's so stupid. I'm so sorry. I just realized how dumb I was to say that answer because obviously there has to be more feet than yards. And I told you 33 and you told me 100 yards. I'm so stupid. Okay, go on.
Last question. What is 34 times 20?
34 times 20. Ooh, we're getting into some double digit multiplication. Okay, that is 680.
Correct. All right, so your final total for math is 4 out of 5.
That's still passing. Actually, is it 80? Yeah, I got a B.
You did that division in your head.
Yes, actually, I did multiplication, right? Because it's like 5 times 2 is 10, and 10 could be the 100, and then so you just multiply the 4, so that's 80. You know what I mean?
I'll take your word for it, man.
It's 80%, I swear. Anyone in the comments, back me up here. Okay, are you ready for yours?
No, but sure.
Okay, so I'm not even going to really read through them and like try to select. I'm just going to choose one at random and give it to you, okay?
Okay.
So oh my God, I have the same one in mind, the first day of the 20th century, 1901. That's so dumb. Okay.
The so you're starting in first grade, right?
Pardon?
Starting out in first grade?
Yeah, starting out in first grade. Okay, so your first grade question. Uh-huh. The largest number that can be pronounced with a single syllable is... This is, how is this a math question? This is like English. So talk out your answer.
Wait, say it one more time.
Okay. So the largest number that can be pronounced with a single syllable is?
I feel like it has to be 10.
No, it's 12.
Oh. Because I went to 11 and I was just like, 11's 2. Well, no, it's 3.
11, yeah. 12. Right. I mean, that, like, why are we both so bad at first grade? Like, I don't think you, that doesn't seem like it should be correct. But okay, so we both suck at first grade. Let's move on to second grade.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. Okay. 2 dozen kittens and 3 dozen puppies get adopted from the shelter. How many animals were adopted?
This is second grade?
Yeah.
Is it not 5 dozen?
I mean, I need a number, not like the dozen.
I feel like this involves multiplication, doesn't it?
Yes.
All right, so.
You want me to read it back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. 2 dozen kittens and 3 dozen puppies get adopted from the shelter. How many animals were adopted?
I actually have to get my scrap piece of paper out for my second question for second grade.
I think I did too. Yeah, I did also. The one that was like they were equal.
Is it 60?
Yes, correct.
Thank God.
Okay, so moving on to third grade, you graduated. Okay. All right. Oh my gosh, literally, you're gonna hate me. If the first person takes 25% of the cake,
what?
And the second person takes 20% of the remaining cake, how much of the original cake remains?
So first was 20. So the first person took 25%, the second person took 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's 45%
no
of the cake. It's not?
No.
And that's not my answer.
Oh.
I was saying okay. That together I'm talking out loud. So oh, together two things are 45% of the cake that's gone.
Okay, sure. Well no, because it's okay, so the first person takes 25% of the cake, the second person takes 20% of the remainder.
Oh. Thank you for that. Okay. Let me get out my piece of paper here because apparently I need it this early. All right. So first was 25%. So I would assume that it's out of 100%. So, and then minus 20 from that.
How would you figure this out?
Is it 55?
No.
Then what is literally happening?
It's 60% is the answer. And I literally don't know how to get to that answer.
I'm really glad that you're throwing me the hard balls this early because I'm feeling like I'm going to fail the fifth grade.
You know, I'm like I said, I'm not even reading through them. I'm just choosing a number and that's what I'm reading to you.
This is obscene.
So, okay, well, third grade, that was hard. I didn't know how to do that one either. Okay, fourth grade. If the train leaves the station and is traveling at 60 kilometers per hour, how much time will have passed when it arrives at a station 300 kilometers away? Oh. How much time will it pass 300? I guess, okay, this one does make sense, actually. Okay, I do understand how to do this.
All right, 300 kilometers per hour. And what? It's 300.
Wait, So 60.
Oh, sorry, 60 kilometers per hour, 300 kilometers away.
Correct.
I had that straight when I was writing it down, by the way.
Like 300 kilometers per hour. Oh my God. It's a rocket.
All right, just give me 1 second.
Okay. It's just a lot of like stress.
Is it 5 hours?
It is 5 hours. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, are you ready to actually get graded?
Oh, I guess. I'm as ready as I'm going to be.
All right. So, fifth grade, your first question. Oh, no!
Are they all the same?
Oh, no, it's just the first one was the same. Oh, wait, no. Two of them are the same.
Okay, well, sorry.
Okay, well, how about I ask you two more from... Oh, I can ask you the potpourri questions.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So I'll ask you two potpourri questions, and then I'll ask you the rest of the fifth grade ones.
Wait, so for the were the first two the same?
The first two are the same. So the first one is a hexagon has how many sides?
Yeah.
And then the second one is if a football field is 100 yards long.
Oh, that's my fourth one. Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad for that one because I wouldn't have known the yards anyway. So.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you the remaining ones in this section. Okay.
Okay.
A father has 7 daughters and $100. If he wants to give each daughter an equal amount of money, rounding to the nearest dollar, there's a typo here. How much does each daughter get?
Okay, so that's 100 divided by 7. Let's see. So first into 10, which is 1. That's 30 down there. How do you even do multiplication anymore? Wait.
Wait, why are you doing multiplication?
Well, because I'm thinking, like, what times 7 equals 28?
Oh, I see. Oh, that's easy. It's 4.
Yes, it is. But you're also not supposed to give me the answer.
I know. I'm the worst. Okay.
But by the way, I did know that it was 4. For those out there. Okay. And then... So that's 28.
So round to the nearest dollar, remember?
It'd be $14.
Correct. Woo-woo. Okay. You collect 48 pieces of Halloween candy. Your parents say you can eat 2 pieces per day, plus an extra piece on Saturdays and Sundays. How many weeks will it take to finish all of your candy?
Okay. Lord, I need to figure out a way to, like, even just dive into this at first. All right, so. All right, so 48 days, and you can eat 2 a day and 1 extra for Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so there are 7 days a week. So 1 week. Okay, so. Let's just do the 5 days first. Okay. So for 1 week, the Monday through Friday is going to be 10 pieces plus 6 for Saturday and Sunday. So that's 16 per week.
Mm-hmm.
Does 48 go into 16?
You mean, does 16 go into 48?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's a good question.
All right, just give me one. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, it'll take 3 weeks.
Correct. Woo-woo. All right. Solve the following equation. You ready to write it down?
Yes.
2 times 4
mm-hmm.
divided by 5 plus 3 minus 1 to the power of 0.
Is there like... any like parentheses anywhere in this?
Yeah, I mean the whole top 2 times 4 is in parentheses, and then the whole bottom 5 plus 3 minus 1 is in parentheses.
5 plus 3 minus 1, and where's is the power of 0 outside of the parenthesis?
Correct.
I feel like that. This is like, I feel like I'm getting tricked.
I don't know what to tell you. What's your answer?
Isn't it 0?
No, it's 8.
Oh,
Because anything to the power of zero is just one.
but 8/0.
No, eight, I just said anything to the power of zero is one. So it's eight
Right.
over one. So it's just eight.
Oh, okay. I'm
Yeah.
just like, what is happening here? Okay. Well, there's my minus one. Here we go.
Okay, here we
Next
go.
one.
Okay. You have 20 pairs of shoes, but there is only room in your closet for eight shoes. How many shoes do you have to get rid of?
So you have 20 pairs of shoes and only eight
Mm-hmm.
fit in your closet.
Correct.
Don't you have to get rid of
Only
12?
eight shoes fit in your closet.
Oh, eight. Is it eight individual shoes? But you have 20 pairs of shoes. All right. Eh. 32.
Correct. Huzzah! Are you ready for your last one?
Is this my last one total, or are you still going from potpourri? Do you still need to go to the potpourri questions?
Well, I ended up just giving you two from the fourth grade. Because you missed one
Wow, great.
the fifth grade. So I'm just like, I don't want you to get worse than four. You'll be
No,
fine.
that's not right because you got all fifth grade questions.
Yeah, but I don't have any more because the potpourri aren't necessarily math.
Okay, fine.
I mean, I can try to find one.
Is it an equal measure? Probably not, but let's just do it.
Okay. All right. 5 + 3 × 4 divided by 4 - 1, no parentheses anywhere. Did I say divided by 2 - 1?
Said 4 - 1.
Yeah, that's what I thought also. It's 2 - 1.
Okay.
Sorry. I was like listening back to what I was saying, and I was like, did I say 4? I also have dyslexia, so it's a problem.
I'm trying to remember right now what PEMDAS stands for. Give me a second. So I feel like that.
I feel like that annoying kid, like when you're like in class and like the teacher's asking a question, like, what does this mean? And I'm just like, teacher, I know.
Is
Because you're
it?
like saying that, I'm like saying it in my head.
Is the answer 17?
Oh, I clicked off of it. Hold on, let me look. The answer, no, it's not. It's 10.
How?
Okay, so let's see. So first you would do 3 × 4.
Yeah.
So that's 12.
Right.
And then order of operations. Oh, wait. Order of operations. So PEMDAS, parentheses, exponents, multiplication,
Multiplication.
division. Okay, so 12 and then divided by 2, that'd be 6. 6 + 5 is 11 - 1 is 10.
Okay, so what happened right now is that I didn't get the formulation of this equation because I can't see it.
Well, so there is no formulation. So it's literally the way it's read because there's no parentheses. That's why you have to do order of operations. So, like, you would do the multiplication and then you would do whatever division is next, and then you would do
That's
addition,
not what I mean, though.
subtraction.
Like how I wrote it down on my piece of paper because I couldn't see it.
How'd you write it down?
Because I thought like it was like an equation on top of an equation. And you did divide by the 2 - 1.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Ooh. You want me to give you another one?
Yeah, because I'm just like, that's misinterpreting. I would have been able to get that if it was because I wrote down PEMDAS. I know what it means.
Okay, let's see. Okay. A2 + B2 = C2 is known as.
I hate myself because I'm gonna like A2 plus B2
Trying
equals C2.
so hard to like get you to get these right.
You know
If
what?
you could do this.
Do not shade me right now.
I'm
You're
not
so
shading
annoying.
you. I'm trying to help you. We talked about this exact one in our last game show podcast.
Well, that doesn't help.
I don't know how else I can help you. Okay,
Because the only thing that
think
comes
about
to
it. Think
mind.
about it. Like visualize it in your head. A2 plus
Uh-huh.
B2
Uh-huh.
equals C2. What is that called?
I don't know how that was supposed to help me anymore.
I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to like help in any way. I mean, I can't give you the answer, so.
Because the only formula that's coming like to mind, which I don't feel like it is because there isn't a four part of it, is the quadratic formula. Yeah, exactly. So just tell me what it is. I'll just take it as
It's
wrong.
Pythag.
All right.
Yeah, we talked about that in our other podcast, the one where we did Who Wants to Be a
A
Millionaire Again.
thousand years ago.
Sorry. I thought it'd be easy. Okay, well, next subject then. I'm sure you're gonna do much better in all the other ones. Math is just, like I said, like math is your Achilles heel. I feel like history is gonna be mine. So why don't we
Okay.
do history?
All right. First grade. Communities are where who lives, works, and plays.
People?
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, am I overthinking it? Okay.
Who was Jackie Robinson?
He was a famous baseball player, right?
That's
Should
not the
know.
answer they're looking for.
First Black American baseball major league player.
That's basically right. Yes.
Okay, I'm like, I don't know how specific I need to be need to get
It
this.
was the first African American baseball player,
Got
is what
it.
they're looking for. So you ended up getting
Okay.
there. These are all so easy, dude.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
The first fireworks were invented in what country during the 7th century?
China.
Correct.
Gunpowder. I think that was a question in our last podcast, too, the one that we did, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Was it?
I think it was. I feel like I remember something about that. But anyway. Are you at fourth grade right now?
Yes. Ponce de Leon discovered Florida, but what he was actually looking for was what?
Oh, God. That's a question. The city of gold.
El Dorado? No.
Yeah. I
He was looking for the Fountain of Youth.
don't know. Oh, I would have never. Okay, move on.
All right, so now we're at 5th grade.
Okay.
So this is for all the marbles now, or
Oh
all the history
no.
marbles.
If anything is like, it's not good that I missed the fourth grade one because it's just going to get harder from there.
What was the name of the last queen of France?
Marie Antoinette.
Correct.
Oh, good.
Who founded the Red Cross?
Oh, God. The Red Cross.
I wouldn't like you say it to me, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah, for sure. But I wouldn't have been able to recall this on my own.
Okay, it has to be something like a saint, because a cross is associated. Saint. Oh no. I feel like I'm not on the right path.
Absolutely not.
Oh no. Oh God, I have no clue. Who founded the Red Cross?
You give up?
Marie Curie.
No, not at all.
No clue.
Clara Barton.
Oh, I would never in my life know that name. Okay, go on.
Who commissioned the Lewis and Clark expedition?
Like what country?
No, like what person?
Oh my God. This is just getting like progressively worse. Sacagawea.
No.
I don't know.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, really?
The modern day city of Istanbul was once known by what name in the 13th century?
Constantinople,
Yeah.
Istanbul, Constantinople.
You're correct.
I only know that because of the song.
What was the most widely grown crop in the middle colonies?
Middle colonies, widely grown crop. I want to say, like, my first thought is like corn, but then I'm thinking maybe like potatoes. I'm going to say corn.
False. It was wheat.
Oh, All right. What did I get to?
Well, or I actually have 7. So do you want all 7? Or how many do you
Well,
have in
I
yours?
only have five, so let's just do five.
Okay. And also, I'm running out of time. So let's just
Okay,
do the 5th grade ones from now on.
yeah, sounds good. Okay,
Okay. So
so your history ones.
out of those 5, you got 2.
I got two? Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Okay. The region known as the Fertile Crescent is located in present day.
Shoot. I feel like the Fertile Crescent was Mesopotamia. But what is that currently? I feel like it's somewhere in the Middle East. I'm giving up on this one. I have no idea.
Okay, so what's your answer though, if you have a given answer?
I don't have an answer. I really
Just
don't
give an
know.
answer, Alex. Just give an answer.
I want to say Egypt for some
No!
reason.
It's the Middle East. I was
Wait.
like trying so hard to get you to just go with
Did you
that.
say continent or country?
I didn't. I just said region.
Oh, well, didn't know I could be that specific, or else I would have just said the Middle East, because
I'll
I'm
just
pretty
give
sure I
it to
said the
you.
Middle East.
I'll just give it to you because you said the Middle East.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is the French and Indian War, which began in 1754, if that helps you. I don't know. Became the North American theater of this worldwide war that lasted from 1756 to 1763.
Wasn't it the 12-year war?
Really close, the Seven Years' War.
Oh, 7-year war.
But really
Whatever.
close. Good guess. I wouldn't have had that guess at all. Okay. In which decade did Hong Kong revert from British rule?
What decade? Okay, can
What
I get,
decade?
is it within the 1900s?
Yes.
Was it the 60s?
No, it was the 90s.
Really? That recent?
I know. I mean, I don't know this, but yes, it was that recent. Okay. Who wrote the national anthem of the United States of America?
I'm sure once you tell me, I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, for sure. I
I
have
wouldn't.
no guesses. I don't know.
Francis Scott Key.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that. Okay.
I didn't know it. That's why I was like, when you're like, I'll probably know when you say it. I'm just like, I wouldn't. Okay. What ancient civilization built the Machu Picchu complex in Peru?
Oh, is it the Incas?
Yes. Very good. So you also got two.
Good job, guys. All right. Really quick, English. All right. Language arts. Ready, Dre?
Yes.
Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
Mark Twain.
Correct. What is this even?
I don't know.
Because it says teach colon, teacher as study colon.
I don't know, a coding issue? Maybe just do the next
We're
one.
gonna skip that one.
Yeah, I was
So,
gonna say, like, if you have seven, just skip that one.
yeah. What is the name of the most famous English playwright?
William Shakespeare.
Correct. What is an antonym for beautiful?
Ugly?
Correct.
Okay. I was like, does it have to be the one that they say?
That's
Okay, go on.
one, two, three. What does it mean to radiate?
To glow?
That's actually the word that they use.
Really? Oh, good. I was like thinking in my head like to exude, but then I was like, I feel like that's too similar.
Who is the author of the 1960 novel about social and racial inequality, To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh God. I want to say like Harper Lee.
You're correct.
Oh my God,
You got all
yes.
five right.
See,
Let's go.
that was like the one category that I was also like, I feel like I'll know it. Okay. The words the, and a are known as what in English grammar?
Articles?
Yes.
Your hesitation there before you said yes, like really like made my heart sink a little bit.
Sorry, I was like rereading the question. So when you answered initially, I forgot to like give you the answer. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Often seen at the end of a sentence, the three trailing dots that indicate the omission from speech or writing of a word that is superfluous or able to be understood from contextual clues are known as.
The three dots at the end, is that what you're talking about? It's called an
Yes.
ellipses.
Correct. That was also a question in our last one.
I wouldn't have known that if it wasn't for a TV show, but anyway, keep going.
Which TV show?
The Newsroom.
All right. Anyway. Okay. What type of word is truthfully?
Is it an adverb?
Yes. Okay. A story conveying a moral lesson is called what?
Parable.
No.
It is, though.
It's a fable.
Okay, whatever.
I don't
also
know.
A parable.
I'm sure it probably is, but according to this, it says fable.
Sure. Whatever.
Sorry. Okay. What do you call a group of crows?
A murder?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. That was five. Well, that was your five, right?
Yeah.
All right, time to go to science because I need hurry here.
Okay.
All right. There's only five questions in these.
All right.
What are the three states of matter?
Solid, liquid, gas.
Correct. This is also an area in which I might not excel, by the way. What force pulls objects toward Earth's core and keeps humans from floating in the sky?
Gravity.
Correct. Why do you see often... Okay, that was a typo.
Like, wait, what?
Why do you often see lightning before you hear thunder?
Because of distance?
No. Because light travels faster than sound.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Which tool is used to estimate the likelihood of certain genetic outcomes?
Oh, the little grid. What is it called? It's called a... Oh my gosh, it's like the little grid that you do when you put like recessive, not yeah. or like dominant. Oh my god, what is it called?
You're gonna kick yourself, dude.
Oh wait, hold on. Let me think of this. It's called a... I'm gonna die. Oh my gosh, what is it called? What is it called? That's my answer.
Oh, okay. It's called a Punnett square.
Punnett square, god dang it.
It's really funny because I, you know, do student interviews now, and one of them was just talking about Punnett squares. So I'm just like, oh, right, yeah, like sure.
Fresh in my mind.
All right, last question. What species can live both on water and on land?
Amphibians?
You're correct.
Yes.
So you got three science.
Yes. Okay. The Earth is at least how many billion years old?
Billion?
Billion.
I'm going to go conservative. I'm going to say two.
It's four.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay. The Earth has four layers, the thickest of which is the mantle. What is the thinnest layer called?
Is it called the crust?
Yes. Okay. Animals without backbones are known as?
Invertebrates.
Yes. Okay. What is the part of the eye that controls how much light enters?
Cornea?
The pupil.
Oh, shoot. You're right. That makes sense, too.
Okay. What is the freezing point of water?
Is this in degrees? Is this in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
It actually gives me both, so you can give me either.
Is it 0 degrees Celsius?
Yes. You got three. Okay, great. Last category, geography, which I'm not going to do well here.
All right. How many countries are in North America? Oh, gosh.
Oh, three.
North America? Countries?
Mexico, United States, Canada?
It's 23. Canada, the United States, Mexico, and all the sovereign states in the Caribbean and Central America.
Okay, that is BS. Okay, well, I would never have guessed that ever in my life. Did you know that?
I would have to count them out, but yeah.
Oh my god, I never would have guessed that.
Because you think
okay.
of all the... Yeah. Anyway, because it's North and South America, so Central America has to go somewhere. Anyway... Which country is closer to Asia, Canada or the United States?
The United States, because Alaska.
Yeah. Which North American city has a bigger population, Los Angeles or Mexico City?
Los Angeles.
Did you hear my mom laugh in the background?
No, I didn't.
Okay, that was really funny. And you're wrong. It's Mexico City.
Man, okay.
Where am I at? What measures distance north or south of the equator, latitude or longitude?
Latitude.
Correct.
Yes, I remember long.
What's the capital of New Hampshire?
Hartford?
Nope, it's Concord.
I don't know, I guess.
All right, let's go. I have to go
Oh
soon.
God, oh God. Okay. What is the main language spoken in the Canadian province of Quebec?
French?
Yes. Okay, which country is both an island and a continent?
Australia?
What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north and North Africa to the south?
The sea? I have no idea.
It's the Mediterranean Sea.
I
You should have just said it. Ugh.
was
Okay, well, yeah, it's the Mediterranean.
gonna say it too. I hate myself.
Okay, well, I hate myself because of Punnett Square. The mountain that includes Mount Everest is called.
In the US, right?
You saw my score for geography.
Wait.
Don't ask me that.
Includes Mount Everest. I'm just gonna say the Alps.
It's the Himalayas.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Okay, the imaginary lines traversing the globe from pole to pole are called.
Is it latitude?
It's meridians.
Oh, the meridians.
Unfortunately. Okay, you got two in that section. So
Right,
you.
so it seems like we're pretty evenly matched
It
except for
seems
in
like
math.
it seems as though you have a total of 12 puntos. Unless I did my math wrong. Four, eight plus six. No, yeah. Wait, 8 plus 6? 14. Wait, 8 plus 6?
8 plus
14.
six is
14,
14,
14.
and you have 16, so I don't really feel
Oh.
that bad about myself, so we're good.
Okay. We were pretty close. Those are
Yeah.
hard questions. Like some of them were really debatable.
All right. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed us flailing at these grade level questions.
Struggling.
All right. Well, that was True Podcast. Hope you had some fun with us because I think, all in all, it really was kind of fun doing this anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like it's fun to do it. It's fun to see like how dumb you are. Like some of these, I'm just like, how do I not know this?
But we know a lot of other things, man. We really do.
Just not fifth
Just
grade subjects.
because why would you need to know that stuff anymore? Don't listen to
Why?
us kids because you really need to know that stuff.
Yeah, like why am I gonna need to know how many feet are in a football field?
Right.
I won't. Anyway, okay, so we will see you guys next week. Have a splendid weekend.
Bye.